Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today's the 28th of December. I'm Brian. It's great to be here with you today. We're spending this week, this final week of 2010, reading from the New International Version. Today's reading in the Old Testament is from Zechariah chapter 12, verse 1 through 13, 9. A prophecy. The word of the Lord concerning Israel. The Lord who stretches out the heavens, who lays the foundation of the earth, and who forms the human spirit within a person, declares, I am going to make Jerusalem a cup that sends all the surrounding peoples reeling. Judah will be besieged as well as Jerusalem. On that day when all the nations of the earth are gathered against her, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock for all the nations. All who try to move it will injure themselves. On that day I will strike every horse with panic and its rider with madness, declares the Lord. I will keep a watchful eye over Judah, but I will blind all the horses of the nations. Then the clans of Judah will say in their hearts, the people of Jerusalem are strong, because the Lord Almighty is their God. On that day I will make the clans of Judah like a fire pot in a woodpile, like a flaming torch among sheaves. They will consume all the surrounding peoples, right and left, but Jerusalem will remain intact in her place. The Lord will save the dwellings of Judah first, so that the honor of the house of David and of Jerusalem's inhabitants may not be greater than that of Judah. On that day the Lord will shield those who live in Jerusalem, so that the feeblest among them will be like David, and the house of David will be like God, like the angel of the Lord going before them. On that day, I will set out to destroy all the nations that attack Jerusalem. And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me, the one they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one who mourns for an only child, and grieve bitterly for him as one who grieves for a firstborn son. On that day, the weeping in Jerusalem will be as great as the weeping of Hadad Rimon and the plain of Megiddo. The land will mourn each clan by itself, with their wives by themselves. The clan of the house of David and their wives. The clan of the house of Nathan and their wives. The clan of the house of Levi and their wives. The clan of Shimei and their wives, and all the rest of the clans and their wives. On that day, a fountain will be opened to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and impurity. On that day, I will banish the names of the idols from the land, and they will be remembered no more, declares the Lord Almighty. I will remove both the prophets and the spirit of impurity from the land. And if anyone still prophesies, their father and mother, to whom they were born, will say to them, you must die because you have told lies in the Lord's name. Then their own parents will stab the one who prophesies. On that day, every prophet will be ashamed of their prophetic vision. They will not put on a prophet's garment of hair in order to deceive. Each will say, I am not a prophet. I am a farmer. The land has been my livelihood since my youth. If someone asks, what are these wounds on your body? They will answer, the wounds I was given at the house of my friends. Awake, sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is close to me, declares the Lord Almighty. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered, and I will turn my hand against the little ones. In the whole land, declares the Lord, 2/3 will be struck down and perish, yet 1/3 will be left in it. This third I will put into the fire. I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. They will call on my name and I will answer them. I will say, they are my people. And they will say, the Lord is our God. Revelation 19, 1 through 21. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. For true and just are his judgments. He has condemned the great prostitute who corrupted the earth by her adulteries. He has avenged on her the blood of his servants. And again they shouted, Hallelujah. The smoke from her goes up forever and ever. The 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who was seated on the throne, and they cried, Amen. Hallelujah. Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, both great and small. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given to her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people. Then the angel said to me, Write this. Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, These are the true words of God. At this I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, Don't do that. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers and sisters who hold to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for it is the spirit of prophecy who bears testimony to Jesus. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, who cried in a loud voice to all the birds flying in midair, Come, gather together for the great supper of God, so that you may eat the flesh of kings, generals, and the mighty, of horses and their riders, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, great and small. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to wage war against the rider and the horse and his army. But the beast was captured, and with it the false prophet, who had performed the signs on its behalf. With these signs he had deluded those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped its image. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. The rest were killed with the sword coming out of the mouth of the rider on the horse, and all the birds gorged themselves on their flesh. Psalm 147, 1 through 20. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limits. The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Extol the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion. He strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his commands to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breezes and the waters flow. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know his laws. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 31, 1 through 7. The sayings of King Lemuel, an inspired utterance his mother taught him. Listen, my son. Listen, son of my womb. Listen, my son, the answer to my prayers. Do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who ruin kings. It is not for kings, Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, not for rulers to crave beer, lest they drink and forget what has been decreed and deprive all the oppressed of their rights. Let beer be for those who are perishing, wine for those who are in anguish. Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember their misery no more. This description in the book of Revelation today is so poignant to our future. It is so priceless in its imagery, because it tells a story in one paragraph that's very important for us to understand. We celebrated the baby, right? We went through Christmas, and before that we went through the season of Advent, just contemplating the arrival of the Christ child. And moving forward, if we were just following the traditional Christian calendar, we'll move into the season of Easter, right? So before that, just like Advent, we'll move into the season of Lent, a time of reflection and repentance, and we move into the time of Christ's death, burial, resurrection, ascension. So we see that this baby does grow up to be a man, and his mission is clear. And he models life for us, and then at the end of that, he lays his life down in his sacrifice for the sins of the world. And a lot of times that's it. And I've mentioned this a couple of times already, but a lot of times that's sort of the end of it, and we accept Christ as our Savior, and we're like, yeah, we'll spend eternity forever with God. But this paragraph here in the book of Revelation sort of shows that, no, there's actually another piece to this. And there are many more pieces, but there's a critical piece equally as important as Christ coming as the Christ child or Christ dying on the cross. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That is a mighty warrior, Christ. whom we serve. And it's interesting, because who are the armies of heaven following him, riding on white horses? Are they just but the saints who have gone on? And does that mean if we go on, we get to be in that army? Or are we now the people of God, ambassadors for the King, the Lord of Heaven's armies, which the Bible over and over and over refers to God as? So are we in the army of the Lord, as the old children's Sunday school hymn goes? We are getting a look into the future, a peek at our destiny. And I said at the beginning of the book of Revelation, I am not an eschatological theologian. I don't dive too deeply into trying to lay out dates and times and make puzzle pieces fit. For two reasons, I'm just not that smart. And second, God has selected not to reveal certain things. And so therefore, I've personally decided that if he has selected not to reveal them, I don't need to know at this juncture. What I need to do is stay close to him in intimacy and in obedience. And I'll know what I need to know on a need-to-know basis, and that will be enough, because that's what faith and the life of faith looks like. This is a picture of Jesus, our Savior. And he's coming with the armies of heaven. So whether we are each one of the armies of heaven or not, that is our team. I mean, whether we're in that army or not, that is whose side we are on. And so as we go into just the last couple of days in this year, in the last couple of days of Revelation, I encourage you, drink deeply. This is the end of the story. We have Jesus as a baby, and we celebrated that. We have Jesus as the crucified Lord, redeeming us. And that is so important, because both of those paved the way for this final chapter. So drink deep of your destiny. And our Father, we thank you for including us in this. It's remarkable. It's stunning. It's staggering in its beauty. It's hard to fathom and take in. It's more cinematic than the best Hollywood feature ever made. And yet it's going to happen. And we have a role to play in it. So may we be led by your Holy Spirit each and every day in this new year, that we might stay close to you, so that whatever we do or do not know, we are with you. You are the Lord of Heaven's armies. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. If we remain by your side, we'll know what we need to know. So come, Lord Jesus, we pray. Lead us. We need you. We want you. Come for us once again and lead us into all truth, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. If you're new, come get involved. Sign up at the website. Get involved in the community, which we'll talk a lot about, explaining a lot of it as the new year turns over. But come and peruse. Get familiar. This is home for the next year. So come and check it out. If you want to get involved in partnering with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at the website as well. There's a link right smack on the homepage that'll take you through that process if you prefer. Mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And so those of you who are contemplating year-end contributions, then as long as that happens before December 31st, we'll be able to issue you a tax-deductible receipt. I certainly appreciate, beyond words, your partnership. That is what makes this happen. It has been out of the dust of the internet that the Daily Audio Bible has grown. It has been a family and community affair since its beginning. It never will be anything but. So it's a community-supported effort to fulfill the mission of bringing the spoken word of God to anyone who will listen anywhere on this planet, anytime. So thank you for your partnership. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. I love you guys very much. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, Brian and Daily Audio Bible family. This is Christy calling from the Philippines. I'd just like to thank you, Brian, for your ministry. I've been following the Daily Audio Bible for almost 2 years now, and it's been a great blessing. So thank you for that. I have a prayer request. A girl by the name of Mary Gray, she's 25, and she grew up in a mission house. She had an infection in her throat, and it has paralyzed her throat. She cannot swallow, even her own saliva, she cannot swallow. She got pneumonia from swallowing water that went straight to her lungs. The doctors don't know what to do. They don't know what's the cause. But slowly she was just fading away before our eyes. But we've been praying for her, and she's getting a little bit stronger, but still cannot eat, cannot swallow, cannot talk. And it's so sad. She's in her final year of doing a social worker's degree because she wants to work to help underprivileged children. And it's so sad to see her like that, but we know that there is power in prayer, and she believes that God will heal her. So I'm just asking the Daily Audio Bible family to pray for her, and perhaps maybe someone out there also has experienced a similar case that could even offer a solution medically. But we'd appreciate your prayers. She's trusting God for a miracle. That's what she needs. Thank you for your prayers. God bless. Bye-bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. This is Preston in Yakima, Washington, and I was praying in response to a prayer request I heard from Laura from Indiana, I believe. I just heard it at the end of the podcast, and Laura, I just wanted to say my soul ache for the issues that have been placed in your life, and I don't understand why God lets such horrific things happen to some people, but wanted to read some verses from Revelation 7, verse 16 through 17. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. So, Laura, I don't really have the best words to say to you regarding the pain you're dealing with here on earth, but I do know that someday God will wipe away every tear from your eye. And I will be praying for you daily, Laura. Bye-bye.